Support for the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, the Performance Package. So join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer just for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code GUPOD at manscaped.com. Look, guys, we've all been there. We've tried to do something nice for ourselves or perhaps the special person in our lives by going down south and trying to make things look a little bit nice. And we've also seen what could go horribly wrong. I know I have. The Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped has arrived, and it is a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, a Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, love the name of that, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. So let's break this down a little bit further. First off, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the trimmer that is the future of grooming, and dare I say the greatest ball trimmer ever? Maybe. I'm blown away by the performance and craftsmanship of this trimmer. It actually features a ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight so you can see what you're doing down there. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and provides the same proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those most delicate nose holes. Wrapping everything up is Manscaped's Crop Preserver below-the-waist deodorant and Crop Reviver below-the-waist toner, which is really going to change the way you approach your daily hygiene routine. They've even thrown in two free gifts, which include the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. It's everything you could possibly need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code GUPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code GUPOD. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Welcome to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for all things golf, including in-depth interviews, new equipment highlights, and answers to golf questions you might be too afraid to ask. My goal? To help you learn more about the game so you can enjoy it even more. Let's dive in. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. This is your buddy Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. You can reach me all over social media at GolfUnfiltered, and you can send me an email, adam@GolfUnfiltered.com. We've got a great show for you today, folks. It's an interview with Steve Henneman. He is the Global Sales Director over at Tech Tech Tech. It is a golf and optics technology brand, if you're not familiar. They were very popular on Amazon for a long time, which is where they began selling their products, and Steve goes into that conversation a little bit. And I became aware of Tech 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 by borrowing a rangefinder, a GPS rangefinder, from a buddy. Didn't know about the brand at the time. This was probably 4 years ago by now, and a pretty powerful little thing. It was a very useful rangefinder, and they've come out with a new product. It is called the Clear Rangefinder. It's K-L-Y-R, and it is very unique in its compact design. It is actually just about the size of your palm. Very, very useful, and we go into great detail regarding not only where the name came from of Clear, but also all the features of the product, as well as the origins of Tech Tech Tech, so to speak. So sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy this conversation with Steve Henneman. All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. As I mentioned in the introduction, here with Steve Henneman. He is the Global Director of Sales over at Tech Tech Tech, a fantastic golf technology company. We're going to talk a lot about one of their new products today, but before we get into that, Steve, it's so nice to finally get to meet you.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you having me on, Adam. It's great to be here and obviously talk to your audience.
So a lot of people who listen to this show, you know, your typical core golfers, they're golf nuts, just like you and I. And so they've probably heard of Tech 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 before. But before we get into the products today, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about how you got started with the company?
Sure. So a bit of a long story. I'll try to keep it as concise as possible. But I started my golf industry career with STX. So STX made putters, and I don't know, somewhat of a similar path where STX had a lot of loyal followers, but wasn't mainstream. So we had, you know, a lot of fans connecting with us on a daily basis. This is kind of before social media really took off when I was with STX. But when I was there, I had a designer on the team, John Berquist, who started with Tech 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 a few months before me. So I've only been here about 5 months now. John started, you know, let's just say 7 months ago. And, you know, they were looking for someone to help with sales and marketing, really. And, you know, that's what John and I did at STX. We built that brand kind of from the ground up. Things are a little bit more established here at Tech when we both started here. But he's kind of the one that introduced me to the company and the owners of the company. It's a very small, you know, company, family owned, family operated, two brothers from France. And, you know, they both live overseas at the factory now. But basically, you know, they got into the optics industry many years ago and developed cameras. They're big surfers. So, you know, they developed cameras to begin with, and then it kind of transitioned into getting into other optics, such as binoculars and rangefinders. So they kind of found their niche, found their sweet spot with golf rangefinders. And obviously that's to John and I's benefit to work with such a great small company and really help grow the golf business in particular.
That's one of the elements I wasn't immediately aware of, is that Tech also does gear for hunting and other sports.
Correct.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And that's a good product as well. But yeah, I would say we're focused mostly on golf now. That's, you know, we only have so much time to give with a smaller, you know, family company. So we're focused on golf, and we really want to make an impact and really get out to the consumer. In previous years, and when we started, so I don't think I mentioned, we started in 2014. Mm-hmm. We were the best-selling rangefinder on Amazon from 2016 to 2020. And now we're trying to get into the masses, into retailers, you know, connect more on social media, that type of thing, build a following. So that's kind of where we are right now, trying to build that following and get more into mass retail.
Makes complete sense to me. And I've learned a little bit about the brand over the years. I actually have a really close friend who's been using a Tech rangefinder for many years. Okay. And I was like, oh, I hadn't heard about that before. And so now that I've learned a little bit more, especially with the new product, which for our YouTube audience is the Clear. It's a rangefinder that is, I will say, and it's been marketed this way, small. It fits right there in the palm of your hand. And there's a lot of versatility for that.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Compact is one of the big features, you know, no pun intended, I guess, with being a big feature, but, you know, we wanted something to be different. Obviously, there are a lot of rangefinders out there. So we needed to do something to separate ourselves from the masses. And Compact was kind of the first thing that came to mind. A lot of the bigger rangefinders are, you know, a little bit clunky. They obviously perform very well, but they're a little clunky. So we wanted something smaller to go, kind of go with everything else in our lives that's kind of gotten smaller. So that you can, one of the main features that I'm sure we'll talk about is the wearability, and being compact allows you to wear it comfortably and not feel like you have a big, you know, kind of side holster of a product. So, makes it more, comfortable, to wear.
Yeah. And the wearability is a really important feature that I'm glad you brought it up, because when I've used rangefinders in the past, you know, I've tried wearing them, and you hit the nail on the head. They're big, they're clunky, they're not easy to, you know, just grab right in a pinch. And then you see these other attempts to make them more accessible during a round of golf. You've got the magnets that you can put on, you know, a side of a golf cart, for example. And so there's a lot of ideas that are going around. And I didn't know that a more compact unit was something that I really needed until I saw what you had produced with the Clear. And so when you talk about wearability, you're speaking more of, and I, for the, again, the listeners watching on YouTube, there's a little belt loop here, a little fastener that you can actually use with a magnet. So maybe speak a little bit more about the idea behind that.
Sure. You know, seemingly a pretty simple idea, but obviously we spend a lot of time in development, and it kind of came from our overseas market. We do a lot of business in Japan and Korea, and you know, that market kind of brought it to us. For one reason or another, they tend to, you know, like to wear, you know, a lot of their items that they carry, such as a cell phone, where, you know, in different markets, maybe people don't wear their cell phones so much anymore. But, you know, it's almost like a fashion thing. Like, hey, you have a great looking rangefinder. You're on a golf course, which is, you know, golf is somewhat of a showy sport. And, you know, if you have a nice looking rangefinder, why not show it off? And that's what we think, you know, with our colors that we developed. And we'll have more to come. But with our colors that we developed, we wanted something to be a little bit flashy. So the yellow color Clear is what has been really outperforming our forecast so far because it's a little bit more flashy, we think. But getting back to the wearability feature of it, you know, we just think it's a really cool idea, especially from 100 yards and in. You know, you and I were talking previously, when I'm on the golf course, you know, you leave your cart on the side, you know, once you get into a certain range, you have to park your cart and get out. And, you know, you might have a chip or a, you know, short range shot to approach shot to get to the green. At that point, it makes it very easy and convenient just to grab your rangefinder off your cart, because it's got a built-in magnet sticking on that, on the pole there of the cart. Take it off that, slap it on your belt, and you can have it securely on you while you carry your wedge and your putter, and, you know, hit your approach shot, go to the green. Your rangefinder is right there, so you don't have to throw it on the green and get, you know, fertilizer or water on it. It can stay on you and comfortably because it's so small. So, you know, it really is just, you know, it's a feature that we think people will adapt to it. You know, immediately, most people, like at the PGA show, it's like, hey, I'm not going to wear my rangefinder. But when you think about it, spend some time on the course and realize the convenience of pulling it off your cart, putting it on your belt, less likely you're going to lose it. It's got all the features that you want of any other rangefinder out there. So it's got everything you need, plus, you know, the wearability feature, which is unique to us. So we're excited about it, and we really are happy with the product.
The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. I am so excited to partner with them once again in 2022 because they've got a lot of great stuff going on, including an entirely redesigned and renovated driving range and practice area. It's got Top Tracer. It's got, what, like 42 heated bays, individually heated, by the way. And it's even got a food truck and much, much more, such as two bars. Yeah, that's right. Go out to CogHillGolf.com today to learn a little bit more. And of course, you already know about all their great golf courses. CogHillGolf.com. We're also pleased to continue to work with our friends at WorldwideGolfShops.com. You've heard me talk about them many times before. They've got everything you need for golf. They've got apparel, accessories, training aids, all the new equipment. They've got deals like every single day. And going out to WorldwideGolfShops.com might just help you improve your game this golf season. WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You know, it's funny you say that. You're talking to a man who has left his rangefinder at many a golf course. Yeah. And so if, you know, just in the cup holder or in one of the cubbies in the golf cart, and you don't even think about it, but to have it right there with you at all times, I totally understand where you're coming from. And I'll be using it that way. Sure. And I know that my friends will be asking about it too. And so, you know, the name Clear, you know, it's an interesting 4-letter take, mm-hmm. acronym almost, I assume. Yeah. Where did the name come from?
Really just, you know, like spitballing between the four of us. You know, essentially on most development meetings, it's myself, John in R&D basically, and then the two owners. And we just throw things back and forth. And, you know, we were just thinking, hey, you know, the clear choice for a rangefinder. Obviously the optics thing, the optics of it are very clear in themselves, mm-hmm. but we wanted to be the clear choice in an ocean of rangefinders available to the consumer. So we wanted to stick out, do something a little different, do something a little edgy, and we think it's the clear choice for everybody out there.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good spin on it. And, you know, speaking about the features of the Clear, and once again, folks watching on YouTube, it's really compact. I love it. It's pocket sized. As you go on to us.techtechtech.com is the website. You can check it out. For $200, which is a really good price point for something that has these many features, what are some of the things that that our listeners and potential buyers would be looking for in this unit?
The basics, you know, slope on and off. So it has the button that you can turn it off and on for tournament legal play. It has the little, you know, color indicator. It's a different color basically on the different color range finders, but on the one you have in your hands right now, the black, you know, you see the little yellow dot when the slope is on. It also has target lock vibration, so you know that you're hitting the target you're shooting for. We talked about the compactness of it, the wearability with the belt clip. And again, that belt clip comes with every rangefinder for free, no additional charge. And then all the magnetic capability. So, you know, the rangefinder itself obviously has the built-in magnets. You can put it on the cart. And what's also cool is on the case itself, you know, you have that ball marker on the front that slides off. So it's kind of like, you know, everything's magnetized. For one reason is that you're not going to lose all this stuff. So you have your ball marker, you have your belt clip, you have your rangefinder. You can actually stick your rangefinder on the outside of the case too, because it has that magnetic area. So you can use the carabiner on the back of the clip, put it on your golf bag or on the golf cart, and snap your rangefinder to it. So it has all those, you know, basic features: the slope, the target lock vibration, obviously the case, has the ball marker on the case. It's compact, it's wearable, kind of has all the bells and whistles. Scan mode is one I don't want to neglect to mention as well, because that's really cool that not everyone realizes it. I think, you know, honestly, before I got into the rangefinder game, I never really pressed the buttons on a rangefinder. And now you can switch between the different modes. And with scan mode, you can, you know, hit the button and scan from, you know, the hazard on the left to the pin to the bunker on the right. You can do all that in one scan and get all those readings, so you know exactly where you need to hit or miss. And, you know, those features are available to you, so you should use them if it's going to help your game. And we factored all those into this little package.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, you've got a lot that go, like you put it perfectly, in this little package, and competing rangefinders cost much more than that. I mean, and so you've got something that's at a great price point. You've got everything that you could possibly need. I agree with you on the scan feature. I mean, if you want to see listeners how much it is to the front of the green, that's something right. that I always ask, you know, people. And I was just thinking back to my most recent round, believe it or not, I've actually had the chance to play golf this year, despite the Chicago weather out here. It was cart path only. And of course, I never hit the ball on the side of the cart path. And so I have to walk across the fairway, and I had my rangefinder with me, threw it down on the ground, hit my shot, started walking back, and of course, left my rangefinder in the middle of the fairway. And so, you know, stuff like this, where you don't even really think about it, it becomes second nature when you've got the features and you can use it over and over again, which are just some other things that I really enjoy about the clear rangefinder here. So something I'd like to ask all my guests, especially when we're talking about a new product, I'm sure there's a lot of voice of customer feedback that go into the potential design. How does Tech incorporate what customers say?
We go directly to the customers all the time. So we have a pretty extensive email list. So getting back to kind of how we started, we were the first rangefinder company to really go direct to consumer. And, you know, that has built us, or dug us, a little bit of a hole to get in retail, because a lot of retailers don't want you to go direct to consumer. But most rangefinder companies are now. And since we were the first to do that, we have an extensive database of customers. And we email the customers on a regular basis. We send them surveys. We ask for their legitimate feedback. And the owner of the company, in addition to myself, or the owners of the company, look at every single survey response that we receive. They're often the ones that tell John and I, you know, this guy said this, this guy wants to incorporate this, this girl wants to do this. Like, it's very inclusive. And, you know, that's kind of one of our mottos is, you know, on course joy is a big one, and inclusivity. You know, we want to include everyone's opinions in developing a product that we launch. And that's the best way to do it. If you want to, you know, have loyal customers, you have to listen to them. And we use our email database the most to do that, to access them quickly, give them input that's actually going to be used in product development. So I think that's a really cool deal to be part of, you know, the tech team.
Absolutely. I mean, listeners and golfers alike, they want to feel like they're being listened to when they're playing and using products that they enjoy. And I'm no different. You know, I am not short on opinions. I'm sure people listening to this are probably laughing at that.
Right.
But at any rate, you know, another element of it is the challenges that perhaps a company may run into while they're trying to get new products out to the masses. And you had talked a little bit at the beginning here, a new challenge that you're taking on is kind of scalability, you know, getting into the larger markets, and you started out on Amazon. What is one of the things that keep you up at night right now that you'd like our listeners to know a little bit about?
I mean, really, we make fantastic product. It seems obvious coming from someone that works for the company, right? But it's tough. It's tough getting into retail these days because there are so many other brands. You know, you go to any big golf retailer, any sporting goods retailer, you know, they have, you know, 10 or 12 brands, not alone, let alone 10 or 12 rangefinders. They have 10 or 12 brands that they're trying to sell. And they're all knocking on the door, and they're all emailing, and they're all calling that buyer every day like I'm doing. But it's, you know, it's hard to get in. And, you know, one of the avenues that we're you know, we're taking to try to do that is offer the best product at the lowest price. I mean, this clear with all of these features that we have built into it at $199.99 is the best value out there. I mean, hands down, no doubt about it. The package that we offer for $199 is amazing. It's just, it still takes time. And the other side of it is, to be fair to those retailers, they want to build a relationship with you. So, you know, my job in addition to sales is just, you know, building relationships. And, you know, they want to see that I not only call them this year during the, you know, prior to the PGA show, at the PGA show, afterwards, they want to see that I do that again next year. And, you know, is that company going to be around for a while, or are they going to be a flash in the pan? You know, again, we're different because we've been around since 2014. We did so well on Amazon 2016 to 2020. But still, when it's your first shot at a retailer, you know, they know it's a big risk to bring in inventory, and they don't want to sit on it because nobody, you know, nobody makes money when you sit on inventory. So they want to know that you're going to be around for a while. And that's kind of the biggest challenge, you know, that we have is just, you know, building those relationships and being patient. We know we make good product. It's going to happen eventually. We're just focused on building those relationships and building our social media following, which is obviously so important these days. So that's why it's so awesome. And I'm so grateful for being on with a person like yourself to help us get the word out, because that's what we need. We need people going into the store and asking for tech, 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 ask for the clear, because when they do, you know, that gets back to the buyer, and then the buyer brings our product in. So it's a continuous cycle that we're trying to work through, and it takes time, but we know we have the product to get there. It's just going to take a little time to get our placements built up.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. And I'm glad that you went into that depth there, Steve, because, you know, part of what we talk a lot about on this podcast, at least, is the business side of golf. You know, there's millions of people, especially with the golf boom in the most recent years, that are learning more about the game. And there's a lot of new golfers that actually listen to what we do and read what we write. And there's a lot of golf course owners and people who work behind the counter at shops. They want to know what new golfers are thinking about. And as I mentioned before, you know, and I mean this genuinely, is I've known about you guys for a long time, and I have used your products. You are certainly biased, of course, because you're with Tech Tech Tech, but these are fantastic products. And when I saw the sheet, the PR sheet that I got from Joe, I was surprised at the number of features and the price point. And it, you know, it's over actually on my bookshelf right now, but a little thing like the packaging that it comes in. I mean, that's right. Pretty high quality stuff there. And to learn about all of this, to learn more about your company, it really is eye-opening, because with the direct-to-consumer model really increasing, and we think of club companies and others, this is a steal.
This is our deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, once again, listeners, that's Mr. Steve Henneman. He is the Global Director of Sales over at Tech Tech Tech. Steve, I really appreciate you hopping on and telling us a little bit more about the Clear. You've got a full range of products as well over at us.techtechtech.com. Listeners, go out and check them out. Steve, I hope we stay in touch, and I'm sure that our listeners are really going to want to check this out.